This is episode 2401 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day five of our series. This week, we're exploring the theme of inner self-care, and you might find that you have a little more time on your hands as we continue through a pandemic, and you might feel as though you're more limited in what you're doing. This may not be the case for you, but regardless of your unique situation, life during a pandemic creates challenges, and so it's even more important to give yourself self-care. Today, you're going to be guided in a meditation to increase your health and vitality. As you continue through this week's series, you've had a challenge. Your challenge is to daily pause and do something for yourself, especially if you could sit in stillness or spend time in nature, or to do something that connects you to your inner truth. One thing I did over the weekend that many of you have asked me about is I went on a cleanse. I like to do this at the beginning of the month, and I also like to do it especially at the start of a new season. My cleanse was a COSO cleanse. If you're a regular listener, you know I spent 5 years living in Japan, so I'm a big fan of a lot of their traditions. And COSO is one of those ancient traditions. It's a century-old traditional drink that's fermented, and it's made from more than 100 vegetables, fruits, and plants. I used Ars COSO because it's Japanese made. It's also vegan friendly, dairy free, non-GMO, all the good stuff. The main reason I like to do a COSO cleanse is because it's so good for your gut health. And as you may have heard, your gut is your second brain. It's composed of a complex network of neural tissues called neurons. So as you sit and meditate and activate your prefrontal lobes, what you feed your body can also benefit your brain. Doing a cleanse can help you reset your immune system. And this is a great time to do that as we're going through a change of seasons. You'll notice that it can help you to improve your concentration. You feel clearer. You have more vitality. It can help you reduce bloating, constipation, improve your sleep patterns, your stress, and your mood. So as you consider self-care, you might think about trying a cleanse yourself. Make sure, of course, you check with your physician before you do any kind of cleanse. You can do a one-day cleanse. I did a three-day cleanse. It launched me into this self-care series that we're doing, and I always feel so much more vital and lighter and open and receptive after I do a cleanse. I also like to use COSO for daily support for my gut biome. I reached out to Ars COSO, and they agreed to become a sponsor for the podcast. They offered a 10% discount on their original Japanese recipe of COSO. You can go to arscoso.com. That's the letter R and the letter S, and then COSO, KOSO.com. And if you enter the code MEDITATEDAILY, you can receive 10% off your first purchase. You can also subscribe and receive 25% off your purchase. Again, you can use their bottle of COSO as a three-day cleanse, or you could use it daily for a month. So if you'd like to take part in the ancient ritual of COSO, again, you can go to ars, Coso, and they'll help you get started. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I want to share with you an inspiring message from your fellow meditator. This is from Peter from Chicago, Illinois. He writes, "I find that these days I need a daily detox of my thoughts. I'm so tired of the doom and gloom of news sources that I decided to detox from negative news. After a week of avoiding negative news, I felt so much more grounded." Thank you, Pete, for sharing your experiment of detoxing from the news for a week. It's just as important to detox our minds as it is to detox our bodies. So as you close your eyes and gently elevate them upwards, begin to notice how you're feeling right at this moment. Mentally affirm our affirmation for the week. I am worth it. I am worth it. You are worth this time you're giving yourself to slow down. You may place your hands in the Tsi Mudra with your palms upraised on your lap or holding them by your sides. Place your thumbs, doing this with both hands, into your palms, and then close your fingers down over your thumb. It looks as if you're making a fist with your thumb enclosed in your fingers. This helps to release sadness and despair. Now I invite you to name the emotion you'd like to feel in order to feel more vitality these days. What is it that your mind and body crave? Is it more peace or energy or clarity? Begin to give yourself a sense of renewal and reflect on visualizing yourself somewhere where you feel this state you want to cultivate for yourself right now. Notice your breath as you begin to steep yourself in this state. Maybe it's a place that makes you feel a certain way. You could visualize someone sitting next to you, supporting you the way you need it most right now. Visualize yourself absorbed in this state that helps you to feel vital. Continue sitting in this stillness, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.